Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's Fightful's The Hump with
Jimmy Van
and
Sean Ross Sapp.
Fightful.com. Yeah, yeah.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to The Hump. It is August 7th, 2024. We just broke some great news on Fightful Select. Two pieces of great news on FightfulSelect.com. Best $5 in the business or $54 a year. More on that later. While you're here, leave a thumbs up. Denise and I have been taking a roll call. We've been having people say present and drop a fruit emoji. So go ahead and do that. But by God, we're here to talk about what you want to talk about. Get your super chats and humper chats in here at youtube.com/Fightful. That's how you get your question or statement read on the air, and we'll spend some time talking about it. Or you can head over to humperchats.com. That's humperchats.com. Jimmy, how you doing?
Doing good, Sean Rossap. Did you mess up that intro on purpose because you hate Roman Reigns?
What did I say? What did I mess up?
For me, it didn't play. It showed you and me.
Nope. It definitely aired.
Oh, did it? Okay. Because yeah, I saw on Twitter that you hate Roman Reigns.
Yeah, that was the word, right? That I
people
that
are scared,
I don't like Roman they? Reigns because I report factual things about Cody right. Rhodes being the top merch seller in the company, which... It's funny because I didn't see those people claiming that I hated Roman Reigns when I reported for like 2.5 years straight that Roman Reigns was the top merch seller. Shocking that somebody who isn't on TV might not be the top merch seller at that point, huh?
Wow. I should also note that I am still living in a rural area with kind of weak Wi-Fi. I should have had Ethernet by now, but I don't. So if I freeze up, I apologize. Nothing I can do about it for the time being.
Yeah. Guys, send us your super chat, send us your humper chats. We want to know what you like, what you think. Lots of people asking about our Lucha Bros and our Lucha Bros report over on FightfulSelect.com. So I'll go ahead and plug Fightful Select. Best $5 in the business. You get more news there than anywhere else. Exclusive wrestling news in wrestling. More accurate than anywhere else as well. Very proud of that. And if we don't break it, we're going to have a bunch of details on it, as well as we did with the Lucha Brothers situation. Where do we see all these people going? WWE, and then probably back to AEW in that one. But this all goes together. Crazy 101 says, what do you believe Triple H meant when he said, if what I believe to be true is coming is true? You've not seen anything yet, or you've not seen nothing. There's a lot of double negatives there, friend. I just want to say, that's like a quadruple negative. If what I believe to be true coming is true, you have not seen nothing yet. I think it's everything. I think it's growth in the brand. I think it is sponsorship deals. I think it's signings. I think a lot of things there. But Crazy 101 says, is it contract tampering for Lucha Brothers? WWE talks, and Matt Hennessy sends a monster one that we are going to spend a lot of time on at the beginning of this show, with reports coming out recently that Lucha Brothers and Motor City Machine Guns are heading to WWE. How does AEW fix their tag division? Over the last year, the division has been booked poorly. Bucks have been champs for over 100 days with zero defenses. Let's attack this one by one, Jimmy. Right before this show, Fightful Select reported, yes, Lucha Brothers are expected to go to WWE. And beyond that, even though Penta's contract seems to be up before Phoenix's, people close to them have been told by them that they've already been talking to WWE. A lot of people, I think, misunderstand what the element of contract tampering is. There is no players association or league or anything to really enforce this. And I just want to be clear. It happens with everybody. When somebody is a foregone conclusion is leaving, it happens a lot. Like you see it, you can't just contact somebody the morning their deal is up and have them there at TV the next later that day. It's not practical. But also, WWE, AEW, TNA, New Japan, it would be a fruitless exercise to pursue when they know a talent is leaving the company to do that. Now, if we're talking somebody fresh in their deal, right in the middle of the deal, much different story. But Jimmy, what was your take when you saw all this?
Not surprised because Lucha Bros, look, there's always going to be the WWE tribalists that say, well, of course they're coming here because we're the better company. And there's going to be the AEW tribalists that are going to suddenly shit on Lucha Bros. The reality is they've been with the company for 5 years. So you can understand their mentality. Now, financially, from what I understand, Sean, the money that they're talking about is comparable with both companies. So it's not a money thing. Yes. But 5 years, Sean, I can understand. It's not any different than Claudio going to AEW, or Moxley's different because he was pissed creatively, but Claudio, Brian Danielson, even Adam Copeland.
Competition's a good thing.
A long time, right? Like, yeah. I understand Lucha Bros, they want a new environment. WWE is the hot hand right now, let's be honest. But they probably want a new environment and fresh matchups. And it almost makes you feel like you're reinvigorating your career again. I understand where they're coming from after 5 years, and good on them. You know, what else?
And they've been a bit stagnant in AEW for a while, and that's okay. You want competition. You want this. You want people going back and forth. I can tell you it increases interest in these people as well. How many WWE fans were interested in Julia Delta or Stephanie Vaquer before? Right. There were a lot of people saying who when they would pop up on the screen, and now they've got an awful lot of buzz associated with them. Yep. The Lucha Brothers are in that position in their career where, you know, maybe it's time for a change, and depending on how things are handled, maybe they can eventually go back or something like that. You never know how things will work out. Look at Andrade. He thought the grass was greener. It wasn't to him, so he went back. There's a whole lot of other people that are like, you know what? Brian Danielson said, you know, I think AEW is best suited for me. Not that there's anything wrong with WWE. Mm-hmm. It's just what we have to get the hell out of here are the weirdos, the weird people who act like this is life and death. Wrestlers want the competition. Wrestlers want to be able to negotiate against one another and all that. And we have a lot more details over on FightfulSelect.com on this. But yeah, all the talk of contract tampering, I mean, technically, yes, I guess it would fall under the definition of it, but nobody's going to do anything related to this. Their deals are up within the next month or so anyway. The same things that have happened with any number of talent that know that they're interested and all that.
And you also don't know. I mean, they could have just talked to a wrestler that they're friends with on the roster. Sure. I mean, it could be anything. You know what I mean? So it'd be very difficult to prove. Oh, we got flown to Stanford and we sat with Hunter in the boardroom. Pretty tough to prove.
Yeah.
So this has been happening forever. It's been happening forever. You know, going now, back to the W days.
I do want to talk about Matt Hennessy's tweet or his super chat, which is very generous, and I want to spend some time on it. I agree. You've got to. Across wrestling, if you put a title on somebody, why aren't they defending it? Why are the Young Bucks not defending these titles? Acclaimed got their title shot ages ago. Right now, on the AEW roster, you have the Acclaimed who, what more can they do? You've got Angelo Parker and Matt Menard, You have Aussie Open, who are one and a half of them are sidelined. Any combo of the Blackpool Combat Club. Mm-hmm. I would like to see them utilized more in the tag team division. You have the Guns. You can also do Switchblade, Jay White, and Juice Robinson if you want. Butcher and the Blade have had some injuries. Dark Order have been relegated to Ring of Honor. FTR are perpetually over. You always have a House of Black combo. The Infantry, which showed some promise and then just weren't pushed as much. You got Baron Bronson, who have shown that they have some charisma, but aren't featured a lot. Private Party had never quite got going. Angelico and Serpentico are on ROH. Top Flight are waiting for that breakthrough. You've got the Wingmen, who have had trouble staying in the ring, and then the Young Bucks. Then you've got, you know, Khan, Toa Leona. You've got combinations of the Patriarchy. You've got the Undisputed Kingdom, stuff like that. But the division is not what it used to be. It is definitely not that division that was so stacked that it needed a trios division as well.
But at the same time, you just rhymed off like a dozen teams.
So it's
not like they don't have the talent.
Yeah.
They just have to utilize it. I mean, WWE is really not that much better. You know, Finn Balor and JD McDonough, they're the champions right now of the male tag team division. Who have they defended against?
Yeah. I mean, their most recent match together was a tag title or a tag match loss to Sammy and Jay, which they at least did make sense of on Raw, where Jay said, yeah, I'm going to get us a title match as well.
Right.
But there's an awful lot of teams like I know that Mark Briscoe also does not want to team up with anybody in like a 2-1-2, understandably so. Like that is not an issue or anything like that. But I think there's a lot of work that needs to be done, because back in the day with AEW, Jimmy, it didn't feel like a step back when you moved to the tag division. When Omega and Hangman became tag champions, it felt like they were really
Like they were
just stepping to the side and doing something else. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Now, I mean, you know what, if we learned anything with Raw this week with Bronson Reed, it only takes one good night to change the fortunes of somebody. And so maybe that's all it's going to take, but it's not for a lack of teams. This is not mid-90s WWF when it was the Body Donnas, the Godwins, the Smoking Guns, and that was it. You know what I mean? They got a dozen teams plus, so there's plenty of opportunity. They just have to utilize them.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what's a whole lot better than the Goblins and the Body Donnas.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jimmy. Our good friends that are helping me become, let's see, here's the ones I want to use. A great golfer,
or just making me look more stylish. I'm going to take this to Jesus Golf, Jimmy. Do you see this?
I was going to say, are you a golfer? Like, you've never talked to me about golf.
I am now. I went to Top Golf last week for the first time.
Did you?
We've been telling people about our exclusive golf gear sponsor, Swag Golf, all week, and their open lottery for their Hollywood Hogan golf head club or golf head covers, rather. It opened during SummerSlam. The window is closing soon, so don't miss out on grabbing your spot. They have limited edition swag that not only includes WWE nostalgia merch like, oh, you know, like this bad boy or this bad boy, but golf club head covers across other fandoms, other original designs that you're going to want to check out on their websites or on their social media at Swag Golf Co. Please check them out. They passed these along, and I am legitimately taking them, putting them on my golf, my putter at Jesus Golf. It's going to be a good time. Everybody's going to be like, dang, where'd you get those? And I'm going to say, none of your business. And then I'm going to send them a link. Because
you're going to put it on your putter that you rent at the mini golf place.
Yeah. Yeah. In between each time, I'm going to slow everybody down. And every time, it's got these little magnets in here too. Listen, you can't hear that because it's so soft. But it's got this nice material inside, good leather outside. Look at that. It's got the swag there. The wolf pack. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack. The logo, it's beautiful. I'm a big NWO wolf pack fan. Love it, Jimmy. Swag Golf Co. Check it out.
How are you as a mini golfer? Like, are you able to stay below par?
Below par. I usually first or second. Top Golf. Okay, so I had never swung a golf club before last week. Never in my life. So the first couple of rounds, you'd see Emily Heller posting out there like, I think her dad was a pro golfer, by the way. She's like, oh, look, I'm beating Sean Ross Sapp. I was literally learning how to swing a golf club. And then the last two rounds I dominated and came back. But I'll tell you one thing. Our good friend Kimmy, who has appeared on a couple of Fightful shows, last place in everything. My wife came from you get a timer on one of these games. You've got 60 minutes to play. And we played an Angry Birds version at Top Golf, where you virtually knock over like columns and little birds, and it's a lot of fun. But at the last second, Kimmy got last place again, which made me very, very happy.
So this is where I'm ignorant. Is Top Golf like virtual?
Sort of. So it is a series of basically tees, drivers, all that stuff, and you try to knock it into targets on this driving range. And then it has like virtual games as well.
Got it. So you're not actually on the course.
You're in a driving area where you can eat and drink and all that stuff. It's a lot of fun. It is a ton of fun. A bunch of us media pals went last week, and it was a really, really good time. KE775 says, who do you think Soraya is facing it all in?
Jimmy Hayter ready?
Good question. Huh?
Is Jimmy Hayter ready?
That would make sense if they did that as like a big, you know,
great surprise. Yeah.
I'll have some Soraya news and Fightful Select before long to discuss what we talked about before the show. I know Josh Mansfield is asking, well, what about Cleveland for a future WrestleMania since they're getting a dome? Well, first off, good for Cleveland getting a dome because their stadium sucked.
Oh, did it?
It was bad. Yes, it was very, very bad.
In terms of
amenities, like just temperature, the press box. We walk around the venue to go to the media check-in. Then once we get in there, are walking all the way back around the venue again. It took basically 30 minutes to get around that thing. Just not good. So I'm glad they're getting that. Hope the Bengals do as well. Josh, it all comes down to whether or not they will pay for it. Because now WWE will be paid for WrestleMania. And they're not stupid. WWE knows that this business goes in cycles. So right now what they're doing is getting that money while wrestling is white hot. And that's why you're seeing stuff announced 2-3 years ahead of time.
I can see them going that route with SummerSlam too, since Hunter said they're probably going to two nights.
Yeah. So what pay-per-view will be on Max first? All In? Well, it depends on when they get the deal done and what they work into the deal. Because as of now, their deal goes through the end of the year currently. So everything is currently on those agreements. But Max or WBD and AEW, which are now out of the exclusive negotiating window, according to FightfulSelect.com, they have the ability to say, hey, let's go ahead and get this started a few months early, Jimmy. They can work that in if they want. It's just a matter of when they get the deal done.
Yeah, anything is... It seems pretty clear they're in bed with Warner Brothers Discovery. And I realize the exclusive negotiating window is over and they have the freedom to negotiate with anybody. It just seems like this is the most logical fit. And like you said, I mean, I just heard that there's another show that they're coming out with. I think it's called Overdrive, which is going to be after Collision on Saturdays. Yeah. So obviously they have all this freedom and they're doing all this collaborative stuff. So there's no reason why in good faith, AEW could say, you know what, let's start putting the PLEs on, or I guess they don't call them PLEs yet, but let's start putting those on Max if they think that they're going to cross the finish line on a new deal. I mean, why not?
Linguini Jones, is there any news on the new broadcast teams for Raw and SmackDown? Is McAfee going on hiatus for college football? I don't know why he would need to. It's college football is usually a get there for prep Friday and then do the work Saturday thing. So it's not an issue like it was on SmackDown. It looks like Joe Tessitore and Pat McAfee on Raw and then on SmackDown, Cole, Barrett, and Corey Graves. Although I think Corey Graves has done a really, really good job
leaning
into his new role. Seamless.
I agree. Seamless. I didn't hear about McAfee on Monday. I heard about Joe, but not McAfee. Is that official?
Not official, but I mean, I think they're kind of waiting and seeing. But it depends on his schedule. I'm sure they'll make it work in some way.
Because him and Cole like work so well together too, you know?
Yeah.
So
with Steph, Linda, and Vince under 5% TKO ownership, they won't discuss any more sales. But have you heard any beliefs that one of them sold all shares? I think that Vince will try, like, to the bitter end, remain with some stock just for the sake of doing it.
I mean, he put his shares for sale,
yeah,
or registered them for sale, but you have to find a buyer for that many shares. So yep. I'll be honest, I haven't been following the WWE market, but I do follow Brandon Thurston. And if those guys had sold their shares, Brandon would have reported it.
I feel like Brandon would find out. Brandon is the best at it. And, you know, I saw a lot of faux outrage about the coverage this weekend and people asking like, oh, why didn't this person ask this? And this person
like Pollock not being allowed in and all that kind of
stuff. Well, Pollock should have been allowed in first off instead of some on location people, but you want guys like Pollock and Thurston covering it. They're better equipped than me and I'm better equipped than a lot of the other people to do it. But these two guys are the guys you want covering stuff like that. Trust me, if you have issues with how people cover day-to-day news, I don't know why you would want them covering the things that really matter in that sense.
I thought your Stephanie question was pretty good.
Yeah, I saw people say you should have asked something better. I'm like, man, I got a good answer out of that. I was very happy with that.
Now, are you surprised nobody asked about the Shane Tony Khan thing?
Yes. Here's when people say, do you think somebody should have asked about, okay, well, Denise asked about the TNA partnership. That's a good question. I asked about the Stephanie thing. That's a good question. Somebody asked about, hey, is SummerSlam going to be two nights moving forward? I think that's a good question
as
well. It
was because Hunter confirmed it. Yes.
Yes. Like these are good questions. These aren't always depositions or waterboarding sessions here. Like sometimes you do get news about wrestling in addition to what you get. Now there are some people that say, well, there's no point in asking because you won't get an answer. That isn't true at all. I think it is what absolutely something that would be asked about. There's four or five questions here. This isn't Tony taking 80, 90 minutes worth of questions. That's then answering for 6.5 minutes. Triple H went up there and he talked for about 13, 14 minutes. Then he took about 11 or 12 minutes worth of questions, which were about 5-ish questions. So, I mean, sometimes that'll come up, sometimes it won't. And then like there were 4 questions about it at the Rumble. We asked about Velveteen Dream so many times when that was a thing that it became a rib in media that no matter who we talk about or who we talk to, we ask them if they fired Velveteen Dream. Like it became a rib within the community because of that. But we got somebody asking about TKO Q2 earnings call expectations. I don't think we're going to get anything that interesting anymore out of those. I think that they'll probably give pretty generic answers. Vince isn't on there to answer stuff anymore.
Yep.
Nick Khan is probably the person that's going to give you the most information out of something like that. Occasionally, yep, you'll get an announcement in passing, but I think the days of those being exciting, which barely existed anyway, don't exist. But Jimmy, did you have any thoughts about the questions asked in that regard?
No. So the one thing I knew was Hunter's not going to answer anything in terms of legalities.
And first off, that's what he should have said to begin with. Not, I haven't read it. He should have said, I'm still catching up on it back then.
Yeah. Well, I know the last PLE, Brandon asked him something, I think something about Vince, and Hunter said, I can't speak about the legalities, sure, or legal, something like that. So I knew going in, okay, if anybody asks about, hey, the Vince lawsuit, now the feds are looking into him, Hunter wasn't going to say nothing.
Of course.
But what I was curious about is I would love to know Hunter's thoughts on Shane McMahon potentially collaborating with AEW. I'd love to know Stephanie's thoughts on Shane potentially collaborating with AEW. Because you remember that story from years ago? I forget what outlet, it might have been Variety, where they said that Shane went to Vince to take over creative. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. And he had that guy that wrote that book, James something. Yeah. So I'm always curious.
Got a book and a documentary coming out on...
Whew. Yeah. So I was curious. I'm curious about how Hunter would have, although he probably would have downplayed it anyway, you know? So yeah. I don't know anything about that. Good for him.
Now, I do want to make it clear, because people go, oh, you got to ask these questions. I do every single week, and I get met with, I can't talk about that yet. Just because, like, I have the ability to ask these questions off the air as well. Any answer that I'm going to get out of Triple H about this lawsuit, I can get internally as well. I'm not going to be able to ask people, hey, what's up with Stephanie and how does Triple H feel about it? Because that's something that he can answer himself there. So,
right.
But I mean, listen, I really, really wish that when I was covering a former wrestler attempting to strangle a woman to death for 6 to 8 straight months, and she was begging for anybody else to give a shit, wish they would have matched that same energy. When I was reporting about a woman being stalked in relation to a wrestling school, listen, there wasn't a lot of people that were telling me, you need to ask this question, you need to ask that question, because we do that. We absolutely do cover those things. We've had dozens of articles about the lawsuit on Fightful. The coverage is there. We are asking about it. It's just, you can't manufacture information about this. You can't expect me or anybody else to invent information, because that's just not fair in that situation. And this is a little bit more sensitive than those other topics, but get your super chats, get your humper chats in. Any clarification on Ricky Stark's absence or contract? Yeah, there's been some disagreements there. I haven't heard about All Out or anything like that. It says, thanks for helping me cope with my dad's health scare. Well, I hope that everything is better there for sure. But in regards to Ricky Starks, he was at the Nightmare Factory this week. And it was so funny. People said, oh, he was training with Jade Cargill at Cody's school. And I'm like, the school that is primarily ran by an AEW executive by the name of QT Marshall that has handled a lot of Ricky's producing and agenting over the last few years. Like, come on.
People forget what a contract is.
Yeah.
It kills me that people just forget. They think that you can just say, you know what? I don't want to be here anymore, so I'm going to go over there. It doesn't work like that. You know,
it doesn't work like that. Boy, do I know. BL says, Jimmy's backdrop and angle makes him look like a mob boss. Hey, listen.
Yeah, I got shitty lighting right now. If my screen was bigger, I have my entire LGN collection behind me. But it's funny the way my angle is. You basically got darkness and you've got like a blank wall.
You getting any of the Cardona big rubber guys?
So funny you say that. Mr. Cardona sent me this.
Okay.
And he hit me up and he said, and you know, Cardona's got a self-deprecating sense of humor. So he hit me up and he said, you mind if I send you this? You don't have to post about it if you don't want to. I just want you to check it out. So I said, sure. So he sent me this. I'm going to do a video on it maybe Friday.
Hell yeah.
It's cool, man. And you know, one thing I said to him was, I said, I'm out of the loop when it comes to the modern figures. Like, do people take them out of the package to display them or do they keep them in the package? He said, this one is resealable. And
that's,
it is
so cool.
Yeah, you can reseal it. Yeah, so you can do both.
That's very smart from a collector standpoint. Like,
and look at, like, that's a solid looking figure. I know my lighting.
It's a great looking figure.
Yeah,
I mean, listen, if Cardona is going to attach his name to something like that, I believe it's going to be quality because he has outside of wrestling, made a very good livelihood in this and has changed the action figure market whenever he and Myers and Smart Mark talk about that. So listen, I love what they do. They sent me some of their bendies, and I was never a bendy guy.
Right.
I saw them and I was like, man, these are fantastic.
Yeah.
Like these are really, really good.
And even though, you know, he's an asshole on television, Matt's a good dude. And so when he asked me to take a look at this, and they've got like a massive line, like I said to him, I was like, how many guys have now? He's like, yeah, you're way behind. We have like 20. And if you look at the back of this, look at this. They've got a whole bunch, and they just came out with a new line.
It's incredible.
Harley Race is in the latest set. Jeff Hardy's in the latest set.
Yeah. They know who draws. I mean,
they're doing well.
David Carner sends a humper chat and says, no question, and sends a very generous one. I just want to say thank you for that. He says, just want to say thank you for being positive and a stand-up guy. IWC can be weird sometimes, and I truly appreciate that you and the whole Fightful team. Well, thank you for that very much. Jimmy and I talked about that little incident a little bit off the air. Sometimes people forget that I spent $70,000 to become an investigative journalist. I chose wrestling, Jimmy. I chose wrestling. I wanted to do this. But you know,
you could have a side career. Have you ever seen a cartoon called Zootopia, Sean?
Yeah, I have.
So there's a character who's a fox, and I'm not saying that you're a greasy guy, but the fox was a greasy guy. The fox was a greasy guy. He befriends a police officer who discovers he's got a knack for like investigative policing. And so by the end of the film, he becomes a cop. You never know, Sean.
1,000,000% I would be into investigating of some, if not in wrestling, I would be doing this outside of wrestling because I like it. Listen, if somebody's that terrible to me, it is not that difficult for me to figure out everything about them.
So, given everything you told me, I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
Yeah, just be nice on the internet. And here's a little tip. Anybody you see saying, Sean Rossap did this to me or that to me, go trace the thread, look at it, and you will see some verifiably weird behavior. Because all you got to do is leave me alone. I don't mind regular criticism, but if you're getting personal and saying, oh, why are you sucking Tony Khan's dick for? Well, then that's kind of strange, buddy. Kind of strange. Yeah. And you know what? I want to kind of talk about something related to that. So you and I discussed this and we posted about it too. SummerSlam, our most viewed article by times four was about the Hawk Tua girl. Haley Welch is what we'll call her. That's her real name. And I posted that she was there and it was met with dozens of who cares or society is doomed. And I'm sitting here like, girl made people laugh and then capitalized off of it. That's it. Like, she didn't do anything terrible. Like, I guess I don't understand the faux outrage about that.
Jealousy
largely. I mean, yes. Drew numbers for us, draws numbers on social media. You can say, well, it's just because of this, just because of that. Well, if it's just because of that, then go do it. Go do it. If it's that easy, go out and do it. Because I happen to have, I wouldn't say mutual friends, some mutual connections. And when I posted about that, they had reached out and they had said, well, you know what the first thing that she did when she got famous was, right? And I said, no. She said, well, she asked her management team how she could help out animal shelters in her area and said, by the way, I ain't moving to LA. I'm living with my grandma and taking care of her. That's a good indication
like
of
you, Sean Rossap.
And listen, soft spot there. Grandma's boy here took care of my grandma for a very long time. So I'm like, man, when I got people saying society is doomed as we know it, I'm like, yeah, not in relation to the blatant bigotry, misinformation, and just horrible behavior and hatred that we see. But because some girl that made people laugh is getting a following and capitalizing off of it like anybody could, should, would. What are we doing here? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sure. I was going to say, anybody watching this podcast, if you're from a small town and you didn't get born into money, and then all of a sudden you say something that goes viral and now you got people hitting you up wanting to pay you to appear on podcasts and appear at events, you're going to say no. Nobody is going to say no, given your background, if you're given that opportunity. So how can you shit on this girl for that? I have no problem with her. I don't follow anything she does, but she's not doing what anybody else wouldn't do in the same situation.
I came from a trailer in the middle of nowhere with like 200 people living in that town. So, I mean, like, listen, this opportunity doesn't come up a lot for people who are from those small towns, as she has since highlighted. And listen, she gets the attention. I heard of some of the dollar figures that were thrown around about, you know, a lot of different things.
But, 30 grand for her first ever appearance. Yeah. It was public. So 30 grand for that. Good for her. Good for her.
Yeah.
Again, nothing that no one else would do in the same situation.
Yeah. We got somebody saying Ray Phoenix has tweeted. It's just him putting himself over. That's all it is. The best tag team in all universe. You and you know it. All you know. I mean, they are. They're incredible. I thought that Lucha Underground did one of the best booking jobs of all time with Penta, to the point to where Penta, all 5'8" of him, if he would have faced Brock Lesnar at that point, I would have been like, maybe he should win because he was that good. But, oh, man, we got a whole bunch more super chats and humper chats. But you know what? You know what? If you want to give a little hawk to your bank account, Nord is here to help you.
Buying pay-per-views on NordVPN.com/Fightful is going to enhance your pay-per-view buying process. Now, one subscription to NordVPN has so many different benefits, but if you're a big pay-per-view buyer like myself, UFC, boxing, pro wrestling, all that good stuff, any combination of the three, if they're doing a fight circus or something like that, this subscription will pay for itself after one or two pay-per-view buys. Change your virtual location, pay for it at the prices that other people are paying for it in the UK, in Australia, etc., and you can get different interfaces. Maybe you don't like Peacock and you want to check out the WWE Network the way that it used to be, the way that it was designed to be, the easy navigation, so on and so forth. Maybe you want to watch AEW without commercials. Maybe there's some other overseas services that you can't subscribe to and you want access to them. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that with a great deal and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Even better, 24/7 tech support. So if you have trouble navigating any of it, they can help you out. Fastest VPN on the planet, NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Have a bunch of super chats and humper chats to get to and a big topic still. But who in AEW can use a Bronson Reed type night? Wardlow, I think, is one that could use a Bronson Reed type night. Jimmy, anybody that you look at?
Wardlow's a good one. I also would have said Miro, but I don't know now his standing.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would have said Miro. But Wardlow's a good pick.
Josh Mansfield says, besides the stadium, did you enjoy Cleveland? Go Browns. Gimmick aside, yes, I enjoy Cleveland a little bit. And again, I have a sentimental connection to it. My grandmother and mother lived there. My grandmother was everything to me. But Jimmy, I told this story on the air twice, and I'm going to tell it to you because I want your reaction. I went and saw my grandmother's old home. And first off, that's I know how every X-Man villain feels. That was my origin story there, that my family lived in Cleveland. And it was this emotional, important moment for me. And I drive two blocks up with my lovely wife. We're like, this area looks really familiar. Why is that? Why is that? And then it hit us. Two blocks away was the street in which Ariel Castro kept three women hostage underneath his house for 13 years. And I recognized it from all the news footage and the documentaries because we're true crime buffs.
Wow.
And I was like, oh. That's where, and it's funny because Denise and I had just talked about that, and I happened to turn down that road when driving through that neighborhood. Now, Jimmy, I had just been strolling around in that neighborhood 4 years ago when I got my hair cut for the AEW thing because I visited it then as well. Uh-huh. So, and there was a for sale sign up next door, and it had been rusted out, so it had been for sale for a long time, and I was like, you think? Yeah.
Wow. And it was that, like, was there something about it that made you remember it? Like, what is it about?
Footage from the scenery from the news footage. Cause it was everywhere. Plus we had watched the documentaries and it was a blatantly vacant lot in an area where there were not vacant lots. Okay. Like they leveled it. They didn't want anybody else living there. They didn't want it to be a tourist thing. Yeah. And then they had just leveled it. And there's this field of grass there, and I guess the state took control of it. But
I'm watching Homicide Los Angeles on Netflix right now.
Okay.
If you like the true crime stuff, check that out. They have a New York version as well.
What match are you looking most forward to at All In? Danielson and Swerve as of right now, because Danielson is a legend, man.
I want to see Brian win that title. This is his last few years in the business. I want to see him win that title.
Who deleted the Finn and Big Head meme? So I was going to do a week-long investigation like Leslie Nielsen before SummerSlam 94. But no, then I just hopped on Sour Graps and Kate goes, oh, it was me. And so was her. Any word on Bobby Lashley? Just saw his Instagram video. I believe he's headed to AEW. I think that's where he's going to go. I think that he and Shelton Benjamin should be a tag team in AEW. But yeah.
How do you think he'll be utilized in AEW?
I think he should be utilized in a tag team, and that can reinvigorate that division, because the type of match they can have with the Young Bucks is different than what most teams in AEW can have with them. Those are sirloin beef sons of bitches there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think that would be good.
Interesting.
I love the meat injection to New Day, even if Xavier was hesitant. What does Odyssey's involvement mean for Big E?
Good question.
E has been very transparent, Jimmy, about his health status. And I had a close friend to him refer to him as retired a year and a half ago. I'm not putting that label on him, but it certainly hasn't seemed like there is a rush to get back in that regard. It's been 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. Much like with Becky Lynch, because of what he has given to wrestling, like I don't want to put a time on him or anything. That's a scary injury to have to come back from.
I saw that he said he was doing stem cells.
Yes, as he should.
So I'm curious where that goes. New Day. So Xavier Woods, right after Raw, or sometime after Raw, he came out and basically said New Day will never split up, right?
Yeah.
They showed dissension. They teased dissension. Like Xavier was questioning about how Odyssey and Xavier and Kofi are buddy-buddy all of a sudden, and he didn't know Odyssey was going to be there. What are your thoughts on them teasing dissension, knowing that Xavier and Kofi have no intention of ever splitting that team?
I think it's okay. I think they need to keep things fresh at that point. I think it's very important to do that. That way you're not doing the same old thing over and over again.
So do you think maybe they might split?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com. You did something
for the first time. At least for a while?
Maybe get very close, yeah.
Be interesting.
Matthew Hook says, being honest, WWE only looks good because most of the media just kissed their ass. Most media don't want AEW to succeed generally, and WWE get a pass always. Not good media, and I don't think it's fair to paint media in such a broad brush. There are hundreds of media members. Now, listen, when you leak some of the things that they leak internally to some of the accounts that they do, yeah, you're gonna see how they play the game and stuff, because there's some people that nobody with any reasonable sense would even do business with, like really terrible accounts.
I can't recall a media member at a scrum being negative towards Tony or any of the talent.
Yeah.
Can you recall that?
When you're there, you're respectful. There's a time and place for everything. And there's a place to ask important questions, and pressers are a place to ask important questions. You don't got to be an asshole. Now, listen, if Vince McMahon was up there, it'd be different. I think the approach would be much different, but Vince wouldn't be caught dead doing one of those.
No, never. Never.
Did Edge and Jade Cargill negotiate while under contract? They debuted super fast after their contracts expired. I would say yes, because by the time that Jade Cargill left that venue that night, I had reported she was going to WWE. So yes, I'm gonna assume that they did, and that they had an idea of where they were headed.
Copeland had claimed that he had the WWE offer, remember, in his inbox.
Yeah.
I think before the AEW thing was announced, but I agree. I'm sure he tested the waters. I'm sure they booked it.
Caden says, to add to that, the Elite have three title defenses, over 286 total days combined as champs. Okada hasn't defended in nearly 90 days versus Dax. Caden, I think this is a great point. Why have these titles? Why have them? Like, you don't got to defend them every month, but like every 40, 50 days, like, what are we doing here? What's the point in having these titles there? Like, I understand you're having a more frequent pay-per-view schedule, but at least develop contenders, have somebody that is ready there and primed to compete for these titles.
The Bucks, they're leaning heavier into the storyline aspect of things.
Yeah. Do you think we'll ever see Mania or now SummerSlam holding night one and two in different cities? Somebody asked me this and I said, I think it's possible, Jimmy. You're saying no. I think it's possible. WrestleMania 2 did it on a much smaller scale.
Yeah,
I think we could see it.
I think when you look at the production aspect and they take the whole week to put the thing together in the building, then they have, for SummerSlam, they had like the Fanatics thing. Like, they do all these events. No, I just don't see. I don't see how logistically that makes any sense.
I think it's possible. I think it's possible. I'm just concerned for Motor City Machine Guns, Lucha Brothers, or whatever tag team comes into WWE. There is no focus on titles or the division or in the main roster. Well, there isn't an AEW either. Like, Acclaimed got a tag title shot a month ago, and we haven't heard anything else about it. And people weren't really wanting that for All In. And it's probably going to happen there. And meanwhile, like, what they're going to go to TNA and make significantly less money? I don't have a problem with them going to WWE.
So not to disregard the Motor City Machine Guns, but I think Lucha Bros have a good shot in WWE. So long as they can avoid injury, because Rey Fénix is beat up a little bit.
Will go crazy.
Yes, exactly. So Pentagon Jr., I'm surprised AEW didn't utilize his look more, because Pentagon Jr.'s got a hell of a look.
And their whole merch situation needs a vast improvement, Jimmy.
Well, WWE knows what they're doing in that regard. And I think they're going to go to town on that. And the other thing is, their English is not bad. Because, you know, in the WWE world, you got to be able to cut a promo.
Buddy, do I know? Because they've been talking an awful lot lately.
Well, their English is not bad. And so I think they have Lucha Bros, I think, have a good shot at doing what you need to do to be successful in WWE.
Is it true Real Heat with Vinci and Kaiser broke them up? I have not heard that, but I will ask. Any guesses of the rest of the Bash or Berlin card versus or outside of Randy Gunther? Normally, I would say somebody like Ilya or a European talent being added. Cody against a member of the Bloodline would make an awful lot of sense. I just
Rollins,
don't know
Punk, or maybe a triple threat. Maybe.
Yeah. Some sort of thing there with them. Probably Nia and Bayley running it back makes an awful lot of sense. But
you know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see Rollins against McIntyre as the referee, because Rollins did awesome as the referee.
Rhea and Damian against probably Dom and Liv or something
That would be stellar.
Whew, they're white hot right now.
Yes, they are.
Ulak City says he's with you, Jimmy. Lucha Brothers already did so much in AEW. Feel like they got a little stagnant. It's good for talent to change. Let's be honest, though. Both companies have not booked good or logical tag team stories for months now. Hoefully both change. I completely agree with Nulak City. I don't feel like it's happened. It's worked. And meanwhile, you see the type of stuff that can happen in the main event of SmackDown. Johnny, Tommaso, and the Bloodline killed it. They had a great match that was effectively built on, here's the Bloodline, here are the tag champs, they're from Cleveland, let's go. Like, come on, we need some more story. I want more story. I think they've got to do better. Do you know if the Collision in Toledo on Thursday, 10-3, is a taping for Saturday or tipping a move live on Thursdays? Their deal is through the end of the year. So as of now, it is on Saturdays. I know that they would love to move to Thursdays. Where is Dragon Lee? I don't have an answer to that. I wish I did. I've been asking, I promise. Tim McFall says, wanted to thank the two of you for providing a platform for such diverse voices like Kate, Denise, Cresta, and Grapsity. Representation matters, and it helps make Fightful a safe space for everyone. When I started Fightful with Jimmy, one of the more important things to me was to not be the middle-aged white guy network, because listen, we got that covered. Me and him got that covered. So, like, listen, why not reflect the the people who are on screen as well, the people who watched this show. Like, you guys have no idea how much shit we got when we put Anna on the air. Like, there, it was so weird. And I can't imagine what it was like for Anna, who it's just like, oh, she's a woman and they're only putting her on here because she's pretty. No, it's because she was funny and because she had acting experience and comedy experience and writing experience and then worked in the wrestling world as well. No, it's because we wanted to reflect voices that weren't ours. Just because that comprises a lot of wrestling and the behind the scenes elements of it doesn't mean that we have to have that be the only thing reflected on our network. And yeah,
I wish her videos had have gone viral.
Me
because
too.
What a phenomenal job. Yeah, she did.
Now that the negotiating window is closed, as reported by FightfulSelect.com, any news on AEW speaking with other companies besides WBD? TK seems scared to mention anyone besides WBD. Well, I mean, that's because he was in an exclusive negotiating window. That's why he didn't want to mention that. CW had shown interest in ROH years ago. If I were AEW, I'd be trying to get on something like FX because that's
Prime.
What is it?
Amazon Prime.
Yeah. Any number of those.
I said this on Twitter, Sean. You remember when Zaslav downplayed the NBA and back in the day basically said, we don't need them. Then all of a sudden they're scrambling. They lose the rates and now they're threatening a suit, which isn't going to go anywhere. Can you imagine if Warner Brothers, now that the exclusive window is done, if Amazon came in and scooped up AEW? Mm-hmm. That'd be kind of hilarious. It would, but I think all signs point to a renewal with Warner Brothers.
We're going to be talking about the Brit MJF thing momentarily, guys, but let's get through these. With WWE stars recently signing to Paradigm, is there a reason with WWE's parent company, WME, but rather a different company? I don't know the legality issues behind that and any type of like antitrust issues that they would face there. But WWE is going to end up getting a piece of that pie anyway, no matter what, Jimmy.
Yeah, I almost wonder if a company like Paradigm was more interested because of the fact that WME is connected to Endeavor. Almost like it made them, you know, it intensified their desire to sign some of these guys. But you're right. You're right. Depending on what they do or where they go, I mean, WWE is going to get a hand in there somewhere.
Ryan says, besides the Lucha Brothers, are there any other impending AEW departures? There are impending AEW, WWE, TNA, and MLW, and not anytime soon, other departures as well. FightfulSelect.com will have more on that very soon. But yes, there are impending departures or possibly impending departures across every company. As we reported, it's a big contract year. Ryan says, where have the Street Profits been? Hope they aren't being punished for the comments of MVP has been making about Triple H on Instagram. They're not. Montez was on WWE Speed last week. Angelo Dawkins is probably getting ready to watch the Cincinnati Bengals win a Super Bowl is probably what he's doing.
He's off of wrestling television because he needs 2 weeks to get prepared. You know what? How long, Sean, have I been saying Montez Ford needs a singles run? I feel like
he does need a singles run. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know why they haven't gone in that direction yet with Montez Ford. The guy looks like $1 million.
And they were on SmackDown 2 weeks ago. So Matt Hennessy with a very generous one. We're going to run an ad after this because we're going to spend a bit of time on this. Just want to say I respect everything you guys do. Thank you, Matt. And thank you for the generous super chat. We thrive off of sponsors and your donations and subscriptions. So thank you. It says wrestling has been crazy from the news of Lashley to Shane possibly being AEW bound. Now, Lucha Brothers and Motor City Machine Guns. Folks, don't be weird. Be happy for the talent. Exactly. Be happy for the talent. And we're going to have news on at least one more of these tomorrow on FightfulSelect.com. Best $5 in the business. Jimmy, this is a very healthy situation because, man, you had a lot of people just willingly leaving WWE over how bad it was in 2016, 2017. Jack Swagger, Barrett opted to retire, Ryback left, and Cody Rhodes left just because it sucked there. Mm-hmm. And now the hand is forced. It's good for talent.
100% agree. And we've said this so many times to all those people that want AEW to die. You know, you don't think about these are human beings. They have families to support. If there's only one company, you're basically going to get whatever WWE throws at you. And I saw Stevie Richards post a video recently, and granted, he's talking about 2008. But he talked about how after expenses, he was bringing home like $500 a week. back. Now, again, it was 2008, but still, you had one company in 2008 that was paying that kind of money. So it's good for the talent, 100%.
I'll tell you what's good for the talent. Probably Bet Online. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful, here to tell you about BetOnline AG, the highest credit card acceptance industry-wide, 25-plus year track record, safe and secure online environments, payouts in minutes, the fastest in the industry. You can bet big with their high limits and rebet functionality, the earliest line, so odds open before the competition, the industry's best bonuses on every qualifying deposit, and we're talking on everything. Wrestling, they got it. MMA, they got it. Boxing, they got it. But hey, you know what? I know we're Fightful. We don't just live for that. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, racing, esports, anything you can think of. Not only that, this is exclusively where Fightful gets our lines from. If you hear us talking about lines on a prediction show or on our post shows, it is always from BetOnline AG. Please bet responsibly and only bet what you can. BetOnline.ag. KE775 says, I was at Raw on Monday. Outside of the Rhea Liv story, the rest of Raw women's division is struggling. Lyra sunk when Becky left. Io Sonya had no heat, along with Kiana James and Natalya disappearing. Natalya will be back sooner than later as I try to clean my screen there. Kiana James, I've been asking for an update. Sonya and Io didn't have heat. That's a bummer. I don't know why Damage Control are all of a sudden baby faces. I would like an explanation there. Maybe that was the change that Io was talking about. Lyra needs to be booked back with heat. She did lose direction after Becky. This has been my qualms with the WWE Women's Division, Jimmy. They haven't prepared anybody to be next up. Like, they were focusing on the Liv storyline, and the booking of other women have been affected as a result of that.
Yeah, I mean, even go back to Candice LeRae before that and Indy Hartwell. Now, I mean, they do have, you know, girls on SmackDown that are doing well. Jaden Bianca, Bayley, Nia Jax, Tiffany Stratton, all of them, I think, are over. So they got some girls there. But on Raw, you're right. I mean, outside of Rhea and Liv and with Becky on the sidelines, no one is really getting over. No one is really getting emphasized. So, yeah, they just got to do a better job.
Why Soloable says, in this age of wrestlers jumping between promotions, who do you see as WWE, TNA, New Japan lifers similar to Undertaker and Sting? Tanahashi in New Japan. Nobody. Randy Orton in WWE. Nobody in TNA. All due respect to them. And WWE or AEW, probably the Bucks. I think so. Lifers. Yeah, I think they're lifers.
Okay. You think this contrasts your last one? The one they're on?
No.
As wrestlers?
No, I think they'll do part-time after that.
Okay.
Raheem says, any updates on Daniel Garcia and Bobby Lashley? I will have updates on them over the next week on FightfulSelect.com, but says, any other wrestlers we should be on the lookout for? Dustin Rhodes is one that I think could be very, very interesting. And people are like, oh, Dustin Rhodes, really? Yeah, Dustin Rhodes. Think about the bloodline elements of things. Yes.
Cody could use it.
Yeah.
Cody could use it. Yeah. So
Kevin Owens, I've got a lot of contract news coming up, guys, on Fightful.
And KO is another one of those guys who maybe a fresh start would be good for him. You know what I mean? I can't speak for him, but you never know.
Ryan says, Sean, recently Devon Dudley said on a podcast he felt Will Washington is a snake and leaking stuff to the media. Have you asked about this? So yes, and I spoke about this a little bit on Monday. Let's just start from the beginning here. First off, Will Washington is contractually prohibited from leaking information to the media. His dream job, keep in mind, contractually prohibited. So let's go through this. Okay, who was Devon doing a podcast with? A guy that was defending a pedophile on the internet this week. Well, why was he defending that pedophile? Well, probably because Devon Dudley gets autograph signings through via that pedophile. Devon Dudley, within 20 seconds of that clip that I saw, said Will Washington is a dirt sheet writer. Will Washington was never a dirt sheet writer. He was a podcaster for Fightful. And beyond that, he left 15 months ago. This host allowed Devon to spread misinformation, knowing that that was never his role, knowing that he hasn't been in that role for 15 months beyond that. and saying all that. Listen, I've never had somebody come to me and bury Will Washington, but what I have had is multiple people on the record praise him. So I can't speak to how everybody feels in that regard, but birds of a feather flock together. And usually, I mean, listen, I know this, there were AEW talent that were reaching out to try to speak to D-Von about this, because that's how I found out about it. They were like, where does this shit come from? And that same group of people leaked information that was verifiably false about Will Washington and Britt Baker, saying that Britt turned down his creative and he went to HR over it. An outright false story from everybody involved in AEW in an official capacity. Will has never done Britt's creative. So that shows you the level of talent, level of information and misinformation that goes on there. Always look into these people. And listen, I don't know D-Von Dudley on a personal level, but this wasn't Bully Ray Dudley going out and getting an actual comment from Shane McMahon, who did actual good media work there. Go figure. Oh, man. How about that Wes Lee turn? Man, that was incredible. Wonderfully executed. Great job. Just really, really good stuff there. So,
It's like it was surprising, but it wasn't. It was surprising because they just got together. It wasn't because the other two were TNA wrestlers. But that was interesting. And then Henry saying he's going to stick around.
Yeah. AEW and WWE could bring shows to South, North Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, Colorado. Been ignored. You sound like Howard Dean, my friend. But I think as long as Will is in Colorado, or Will is in AEW, he's going to push for Colorado, but NXT is going there. I agree. Underserved markets. I think they could do some cool venue things. Get your super chats, get your humper chats in. We are heading down the home stretch, but we got about a dozen of these left and we're going to talk about MJF.
Have you talked about MJF yet?
Yeah, buddy. I just said it. Happy birthday, Jonathan Corona.
Happy birthday.
Mr. Straight Fire says, I'm a WWE fan who doesn't watch AEW, but keeps an ear to what's happening. I feel I don't hear about AEW as much over the last 6 months. Looking at Fightful numbers, do you see a decline in interest in AEW? Not compared to WWE, but definitely compared to itself, yes. But they're up from where they were 6 months ago. But yes, I definitely see what you mean. I think they need to create some buzzworthy things.
Yeah, I agree, man. I'm sure if you asked the AEW fans, they would disagree, right? And they would say that that all they hear about is AEW. But I agree with what you're saying. They need something to hit. We've talked about this. They need something to hit. And I think the popularity spike that WWE is enjoying has been a detriment. Probably the biggest detriment to AEW has been the popularity spike of WWE.
And I think part of that has to do with the merch. As Dante says, they have some bad merch. They need a design refresh and to get away from PWT's mid-quality shirts. I agree on all that. I think they have a connection to PWT's, though. I think they probably own a stake in it or have some business relationship with them. As Meet Normus says, they have a merch issue. There wasn't much offered at the June show or the other two I've been to. WWE will sell 1 million pentamasks day one. That's hyperbole, but they will sell a ton of them.
Yes, they will. And action figures and the wrestling buddies. And Penta looks like a freaking cartoon character. Like, they're going to make great use of that. And you and I used to talk about Danhausen. Why they didn't do more with Danhausen? His action figures would sell out whenever they produced them.
Yep.
You know? So I agree.
It is something that AEW has to do more of. They have to get better at.
Darby Allin. Got it.
And I think that translates into what Mr. Straightfire said about the popularity of AEW. If you make it cool, people will check it out.
Right.
And Jonathan says, present with a question, what happened with Alex, Lucha Brothers translator? Oh, Alex Abrahantes. He's still there as of now. He does other stuff with AEW. So he is still there. Have you seen the Priest doc? I can see why you root for him so much. Such an incredible person. And hope this babyface run pays off. He's been great to deal with ever since he was in ROH. Great person to do media with. He's a gentleman. He works his ass off. He doesn't make excuses. He is a pro. And there's a lot of people that obviously don't like the type of thing that I do because, you know, some people just don't like that in wrestling. He's always a pro about that. So my experiences with him have been very positive. You both do the Lord's work for Wrestling News. Word on Mark Davis. Don't have that, but I do have the next one. Word was Sammy being on ROH. Love him, but he's always in trouble. I think he's learned his lesson. I think the last one was a miscue more than anything. I don't think he's going to cause. Hardy thing. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, the Andrade thing, it's like he can't prevent somebody coming and punching him in the head. He can't prevent that. I think some of the issues were with growth, and I think he has experienced a lot of that. He is also, despite the fact that we've had to report some negative stuff about him, has been okay to deal with. And I think ROH is a great place for him. It's a guy they can anchor their brand to and say, hey, he's an AEW original. Tune in. Lady B says, went to the Dallas-Fort Worth and was AEW show and was shocked at the lack of merch there. Saw kids very upset because they didn't have things like for talent like hologram. Any word on AEW fixing this kind of thing? Unfortunately, Lady B, there's not, because I've been asking this for years.
I feel like Tony addressed this at a scrum like 6 months, a year ago, didn't he? Didn't this come up at some point in a scrum where they talked about it? It's money left on the table, man.
It is.
That's what it is.
It is stuff left on the table, and that's just very unfortunate. I wonder if this is the Lady B that used to do stuff for Bill After back in the day. Different area though, because she was from NYC.
Well, maybe if she hears that, she'll respond in the chat and we'll see.
Maybe.
I loved the reaction for Bill After at the scrum. I loved it. I loved when Hunter was like, I'm sorry, what's your name?
Yes.
I loved it. Everybody was, it's almost like there were marks for Bill After because they just been
around. Did you see him brutally assault me?
I did see that. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
AEW should sign Grizzled Young Vets and the Von Erichs. MXM is great. MXM is great. They're incredible. Grizzled Young Vets and AEW were very far apart on money the last time I asked. Von Erichs, listen, I like them. They're fine. They don't wrestle a ton. Why does AEW need to sign them? If WWE wanted them, they would have by now. TNA isn't going to pay enough. They had their run with MLW. AEW would be competing against themselves in that sense. New Lack City says, Sean, wow, I'm from the same neighborhood where Ariel Castro kept those girls. I knew his son and his uncle who owned the bodega on that street. I went past that bodega. I said, your grandmother was good people then. Yes. I mean, my grandmother told me about the landlady that was there like 50 years ago. We found out that woman just passed away last year in like her 90s at that. So, yeah.
I just started watching that Gypsy Rose doc.
Oh, boy.
I hadn't seen that.
She's a big wrestling fan. Did you know that?
No, I had no idea. Big
wrestling fan.
Oh, okay.
Any news about Motor City Machine Guns? No. Considering what we broke today about TNA Bound for Glory, which they were upset about, I wouldn't doubt that Motor City Machine Guns could go into the Hall of Fame there as a part of their deal. Any talk of delaying Roman Reigns with the passing of Sika, and any insight on Roman Reigns babyface creative? I mean, he is planned for an extended storyline right now with that Bloodline team.
He's on SmackDown on Friday.
Yeah, he's going to be there, so I'm going to pop up on that show. Now, Sika passed about 6 weeks ago, and that man was already going to children's hospitals that week, so he was always planned for this. This was the job. This was the role that he was going to have there.
It sure looks to me like War Games is going to be Roman and company against Bloodline. I mean, that looks like direction.
I would love it. Roman, Jimmy, Jay, Sammy.
Sammy would be a good one. Yep.
Against, and I would love it if it was even if Jacob defected. I think that you need Jacob on that other side. That
unless they bring in another one, because they got
Hikuleo. Hikuleo's signed. He's there. But you could also do Jacob Fatu in place of Sammy.
No, I think Roman, Jimmy, J, Sammy's perfect because that's the original Bloodline. It's perfect. Yeah.
Over under SummerSlam 2025 for Becky's return. Oh, and by the way, I don't know about Sheamus's contract on that last super chat. No, I believe that Becky will be back by SummerSlam 2025. She has not retired, by the way. That was confirmed to me. FightfulSelect.com had a report on Monday, as we do with everything. Daniel should lose it all in, or Daniel's son should lose it all in and become president and Booker at ROH. Let Allen and Hangman feud with Swerve. No, I think he should be president of AEW instead of Daniel's son or Daniel's. And Daniel should move to ROH. But yeah, I think that Allen and Hangman could have a feud. I think Darby Allen's going to become AEW world champion. within a year. Yeah.
Do you? I think Brian probably will lose it all in, and then that'll be a swan song, but I would love to see him win that title, you know?
Yeah, I don't think that Darby Allin beats Hangman for no reason. Yeah.
Okay.
So let's talk about it. MJF, Britt Baker. Do you think Britt Baker, MJF thing is over? Effectively, now I do. And Thomas says, hope Britt and MJF can put their differences aside, maybe turn it into a work. Do Britt Ospreay versus MJF Mercedes? That ain't happening. Maybe they can put it aside, but Jimmy, I had heard about this the day after it happened, and I don't get to just blurt things out. So I've been working on it, and it's a lot of he said, she said, and it's hard to run stuff like that. Now, every single person in this situation I have interviewed and had good experiences with, and I hate that. MJF and Britt were very close. They were really good friends up until like last year at some point. I don't know why that is, but I knowing what I know about Britt, I understand why she has her guard up. And MJF cares more than people think, and so does Britt. There are people that care an awful lot and have different ways of showing that. And they care about a lot of the same things, but when one doesn't get their way and the other one does, you're going to have a clash in that. What did you think when we heard the news? And I'll sort of correct anything that needs to be corrected.
Well, the main reason I wanted to even talk about this is because of the discourse online. That was the main
reason. Oh, boy.
So there were a lot of people.
Wild misinformation. Yeah, sorry to interrupt.
No.
People claiming that we reported he barged in and like he punched the wall next to Britt's head. Like, y'all are fantasy booking stuff.
Yes. So when I saw all that discourse, that's the reason I wanted to talk about it. People are flat out making shit up. So I'll throw it to you in a minute, but first I'll say what the allegations were, throwing aside the bullshit. So the allegation is that it started with Britt Baker complaining in the women's locker room that MJF and Ospreay were getting an hour of television time on Dynamite. Alicia Toot was in the women's locker room. That's MJF's girlfriend. She allegedly reported back to MJF what Britt said, and MJF then confronted Britt. They had a heated discussion, I suppose, and she got suspended for a short period of time. And then the internet just went wild with made up shit. And this is why I wanted to talk about it, so that you could kind of get down to the truth of it. So everything I just discussed, is there truth to that? I'm sure there's more to it. Talk about the rest.
So I just want to make this clear. I am not inserting personal opinion. And a lot of this is he said, she said. Now, I'm not going to say that he is MJF and she is Britt Baker, but enough people that I've talked to around the situation. And AEW claims there was an internal investigation and people that saw what happened were interviewed. People, the Britt side is that she wasn't talking trash, everybody else was. And the word was that Alicia had informed MJF and he had brought it up around Ospreay, and then Ospreay approached Britt like, hey, what's going on? First off, we don't want the hour-long match thing to leak out. And I was told that was a nothing discussion, and it was just him like, hey, let's try to keep peace in the locker room type of thing. And I can say this about Will Ospreay. There was somebody who talked down to an extra, I want to say 3 weeks ago, and that extra told me that Will Ospreay told that staff member, don't you ever talk to one of our extras like that again.
That's good.
Treat him with respect. So it seems like he's making a real great effort to, I don't even know if it's lead, but be a good dude in that locker room. And the one side of things claimed that when Britt found out that Alicia had told MJF that she cursed at Alicia Atute, although Britt's side of thing denies calling her, I think, a fucking bitch is what it was. And both sides pretty well agree that Britt had said, if you're going to be a locker room snitch, get out of our locker room. At which time MJF was told about that as well. And he went to the locker room. AEW, even like in a fairly official capacity, said that everybody they talked to claimed that MJF knocked on the door and was given entry to check on Alicia. And the conversation with Britt Baker happened outside of the locker room. They had an altercation in that regard, and that he walked down the hall and then punched a wall. I was not given any information as to why specifically Britt Baker was suspended and why MJF wasn't. Listen, in that situation, I don't think you can, I don't think it's okay to punch a wall, damage a venue in any capacity, but there's wild misrepresentation here. And it's one of those situations, much like any fight, argument, or anything, the truth probably somewhere in the middle. And I really wish that they could hash it out for the sake of AEW, for the sake of them, for the sake of the talented individuals involved. You know, I see a lot of people say, oh, well, MJF or Britt's going to WWE. I doubt it, buddy. I doubt it. But there's a lot of misinformation there and a lot of people just editorializing and fantasy booking. And I've had positive experiences with all involved. And again, you have to understand the hyper criticism that they face. One, because they're in AEW. Two, because Britt's a woman. Three, because MJF is heavily pushed and has a spine and will say stuff back to each other. Britt was the first person signed by a woman signed by AEW. So she gets hyper analyzed and criticized as well. Britt has had issues in the past. There's a lot of people that really celebrate things like this when they happen. And I hate covering stuff like this. It ain't fun. It's not fun.
I mean, you know, when you're dealing with a pro wrestling locker room, you're always going to have to deal with egos. And I think that somebody like Britt Baker, if she didn't care about the television time and wanting to have her opportunity, she wouldn't say anything. Sure. And there's some talents, they just want to collect that paycheck and they don't give a shit if they are used or not.
Absolutely.
But Britt does, right? So the main thing I can say is it feels to me, it used to be that you seem to hear stories every month about the AEW locker room. That's how it used to feel. And you'd hear about, oh, here's another one with this person. Here's another one with this person. It does feel like less so now. And it feels like this was blown up on the internet based on shit that was flat made up.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And I mean, I had heard about this and I was actively working on it. And I'll see people say, oh, well, why haven't you commented on this or reported this? I don't get to just blurt out shit that appears on a Discord. And even like when people go, oh, I broke this. And I'm like, well, you can't ask for us to pursue something when there are also two or three verifiably untrue things in your post. Like you got it. We look into it on our own. Mm-hmm. That's the element. That's the extent of what I'll say there. And I'm continuing to look into it. Fightful Select has reported that Britt will be back on TV sooner than later. She is supposed to work All In. Chris says it's hard to be a fan of Britt Baker with all the backstage drama. It's hard to be a fan of a lot of people with all the backstage drama. You know what I mean? It's regarding Danielson, hashtag reverse Montreal screw job. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like they got to pull a Montreal screw job just to have him win a match because he wants to lose to everybody. And Mr. CJ Lilly wraps us up and says, I've got a solution. I was very disappointed she didn't show up at SummerSlam or Raw, but she's very close. That mega pop is coming for the goddess, and he means Alexa Bliss. You know what, Mr. CJ Lilly? I think she could be back this year.
I saw footage of her training in the ring.
There you go.
Yeah. She was doing flips off the top onto bags in the ring.
Jimmy, what do you got going on? What do you need to promote?
So are we doing
No.
What's going on?
We went 75 minutes.
Okay, so I'm gonna give you I want to tell you a story. And okay. It's a quick story. So you know how there's kind of a correlation between rock and roll and wrestling a bit, right? They're similar in a way.
Heard of it.
Yeah, never heard of it. Yeah. So I want you to picture this. So about a week ago, I go with my wife to a restaurant north of Toronto, a steakhouse. We walk in. My wife sees this guy approaching us and says, is that who I think it is? I look up. This dude looks like a spitting image of Gene Simmons from Kiss.
Okay.
He's dressed just like him. His hair is styled just like him, like dyed pitch black. He's got the eye makeup going on. He's this roughly the same height, 6'2", 6'3", whatever. And he's as old as Gene Simmons. This dude's in his 70s. Turns out he's the maitre d'. So he comes over and you know, brings us to her table. And I'm looking at this dude thinking, there's got to be a story with this fucking guy. Because he looks just like Gene Simmons. So when he comes to check on us, I said, I got a question for you. Were you ever in a band? And he goes, as a matter of fact, I was. I was in a band that you might have heard of called Kiss. And it turned out what the story was in 1976, almost 50 years ago, he was the backup bass player And when the original bass player for Kiss, whoever the hell that is, because I'm not a Kiss fan, when the original bass player got sick, this guy took his place and did a bunch of shows as part of a summer tour. And almost 50 years later, Sean, he's still living the dream, man.
My God.
He's still living the gimmick almost 50 years later after he did some shows as a backup. And so I just thought to myself, rock and roll and wrestling are so similar. Yeah,
they
really
are
so similar, you know? So I want to tell you that story.
Pat says, Brock Anderson, NXT when? He was backstage, but that was with Arn. I wouldn't be surprised if he popped up there. Actually ended up teaming with Lexus King again. They liked teaming together from what I understand. But Jimmy, man, you finally showed up and worked.
Yeah, did my internet hold up on your end?
Did I get pretty pixelated? Good, yeah. Occasionally, but it did pretty occasionally?
Good. Good. Well, I'm glad you're doing well, bud. Always good to see you. And I'm going to try to do this weekly now that things are wrapping up with my house. I'm going to try.
Have you heard anything about the women's locker room being upset with Alicia for leaking things outside their locker room? No, I've not. Each person that I talked to said that they weren't surprised that she would tell Max that type of thing. Like, nobody upset. They're like, well, of course she's going to tell Max. Like, why wouldn't she?
Right.
Type of thing.
If it was about Adam Cole, Britt would have too.
Yeah. Well,
probably.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.